From WIPR, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Author and illustrator Jonathan Scott Fuqua watched scores of students graduate with college degrees in art, along with so much debt that paying it down crippled their ability to start art careers. Fuqua and two fellow artists thought, what if we set up a much cheaper school, not to grant degrees, but offer classes more like an apprenticeship?
To get them out of the classroom and really working with other individuals and companies so that they can wrestle with the exact same thing that they will wrestle with in the real world.
The Baltimore Academy of Illustration opened in 2015. It's taught about 250 students, including Jim Zimmerman, a full-time electrician who's reviving artistic skills and interests he thought he had left behind. On the Record after the news.
You're listening to On the Record, the podcast, a service of your public radio, 88.1 WYPR. Find more podcasts online at wypr.org. And tell us what you think. Send an email to ontherecord@wypr.org.
Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're On the Record. As of the end of June, student debt in the U.S. climbed to $1.3 trillion. The median amount owed by those with less than a bachelor's degree is estimated at $10,000. For those who hold a bachelor's, about $25,000 in debt. Even facing those numbers, education is the path to advancement many choose and need to take. But for others, can there be another way? Those sobering statistics shaped the decision of Baltimore Academy of Illustration to open its doors, in part as a nod to the concept of apprentice artist, but also to address the needs of students hoping to enter the workforce without staggering debt. Later, we'll meet a student from BAI who is slowly and successfully evolving from electrician to full-time artist. Joining us now is Scott Fuqua, co-founder and instructor at Baltimore Academy of Illustration, to talk about the school's vision and what he's learned so far. Welcome to On the Record.
Thank you so much for having me.
Before we talk about the Academy of Illustration, what is your own arts background? Where did you study?
I actually studied at a university. I studied at College of William & Mary. And William & Mary had a fine arts school but did not have an illustration school. In fact, I studied at a time when I didn't know there was such a thing as an illustration school. I got out of high school and I thought that college was the very next step. And I just looked around for what I considered to be a pretty good arts program. I had a scholarship to William & Mary, so I left and I went there. It turned out to be a really wonderful decision because it introduced me to not just art, but writing and things like that. So for that reason, I think university systems are fantastic. I think they really introduce people to all sorts of different possibilities in regards to a career. At the same time, I think for those individuals who really know what they want to do, going to an art school or something like that is perfect.
It sounds like you always had in mind that you wanted to do illustration.
I'm dyslexic. And I had a very hard time with words when I was young. For that reason, I would always illustrate my ideas and thoughts. And I would give those illustrations to my parents in order to kind of get across ideas. I would want something, so I'd illustrate it 500 times and give it to them in illustrations and drawings. So from the age of 6, I knew that that's exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to somehow communicate through image.
And did you have a sense that you needed to study to do that well, or did you just think, you know, that's what I'll do eventually?
At the time, I did not think that I needed to study to do it well. At the time, I saw college as a hurdle that I needed to get through. And in a lot of ways, as an artist, I think it was. Meaning, I did learn quite a bit about painting and illustration and drawing when I went off to college. But when I got into the workforce, I learned so much more. So, yes, college was incredibly helpful in regards to skills and craftsmanship because it did hone those. At the same time, I think I could have jumped directly into the workforce as a young man in the arts and done pretty well.
So, let's fast forward to Baltimore Academy of Illustration. How did you and your partners, all former MICA staff, decide to start another art school?
Micah's an incredible school. We loved being there. So that was not the issue. The issue was that all of the kids we spoke to at Micah were leaving with astounding debt. And that wasn't just Micah. They would be at SCAD. They would be at Pratt. They would be at all these other schools. And we'd talk to them. And they were all leaving with just absolutely, you know, bone-crunching debt. And it was a kind of debt that stifles an artist. And that was terrifying to me because all these brilliant kids were leaving there and they had no possibility, oftentimes, of studying or focusing on their work because they would, you know, they'd be required to actually pay back this debt. And so we talked an awful lot about it and decided that one of the things that we wanted to do was somehow create a school that didn't have the same costs associated with it and didn't have an undergraduate program associated with it so that we could simply focus on what people really wanted, which was the arts. In the end, what we created was something for everyone, by mistake, I think. We really wanted to create a school, but we've created a program in which people come in at the age of 70 and create books for their, you know, their grandkids. Other people come in and study specifically directly out of high school and work towards a certificate in our program and stuff like that. So we've created a school that's kind of surprised ourselves, I guess.
I want to hear more about who attends your school, but first tell me who your co-founders are.
So Alex Fine was one of them. Alex has since dropped out of the process just because he is so overworked. Greg Houston is now there, and Alex still teaches at the school. So we all kind of entered into this with the idea that we were going to create something for everyone and accessible to everyone. So we do provide internships and programs and stuff like that for a lot of these young people, and we also give scholarships as well. So that was something that Greg, Alex, and I determined right away we wanted to do, to provide a way for these kids that really weren't likely to go to school to somehow get into our program and learn professionally how to be illustrators, artists, write, think, you know, put their thoughts down in an image so that that image can be deciphered by everyone.
This is On the Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast, speaking with founder and instructor at Baltimore Academy of Illustration, Scott Fuqua. So who is the typical student?
There is no typical student. We get people who come in directly out of high school and really want to be illustrators. And they start climbing the ladder. They go through our certificate program or they begin to take classes and decide to take the certificate program. We get other people who come in and simply concentrate on one or two things. So somebody might come in and say, I want to do a graphic novel. A graphic novel is like a comic book, but a larger format comic book. So they would take sequential art classes. We have other people who come in and want to write books for their kids or do children's books. And I work with those people on those items. So I teach them how to illustrate. I teach them how to write them. I do all sorts of things with them. But other than that, too, we have poster art. We have, you know, all sorts of Adobe programming and Illustrator programming. You know, so it's really pretty amazing and vast what we deal with.
So I get the impression there's not an actual admittance process. I mean, people don't enroll as much as they just start taking classes.
Right. So right now, what we do is we do sit down with each individual and work with them to strengthen whatever they bring into the program. So we have some people who haven't done art in, say, 20 years, and they come into the program, and we very specifically work with those people and nurture them and get them better. In fact, we have a student named Wendy who is working at Hopkins right now. She is about 60 years old. She is just amazing. She's now documenting her life as a child growing up in Malaysia and places like that. And she's doing it in an illustrated novel format. So we work with her. I specifically work with her to get her kind of back to where she was when she first got out of high school many, many years ago. And we're nurturing her along so that her book will eventually be this brilliant, beautiful book that came out of her with her art and in her style and with her voice. And that's something that we're very proud of. So we do work with individuals who really don't have that much knowledge of the illustration world, really, when they come in.
You mentioned some students are working for a certificate. This is a certificate of what? What's involved in it?
So we consider ourselves a department without a school. So we are an illustration department without a school around us. And our
you are not, by the way, accredited and aren't looking for that.
We are not, though we are working with UB and places like that to, you know, to bring illustration and illustration program to as many people as we possibly can. So we are not certified. At the same time, when you go through our program and leave with a certificate, what you will have done is basically pass through any illustration program, taken the same exact courses and classes, and you should have the ability and knowledge to go out and really attack the world as an illustrator.
How do you try to emulate real life to ready students for being in the workplace?
Well, one of the things we really like to do is get them involved with other individuals, with people outside of the program altogether, meaning we have a lot of individuals and companies that call us and say, you know, we have an illustration job. Do you have anyone that might suit it? So we ask them, we kind of talk to them about the job that they have and think about our students. And we pitch it to two or three students, and then we bring those students directly to that company or those individuals. We introduce them, and they select one or two for their job. And so we try, in a traditional apprenticeship format, to get them work while they're still there, to get them out of the classroom and really working with other individuals and companies so that they can wrestle with the exact same thing that they will wrestle with in the real world. We try and be intermediaries in the process. We don't let them just kind of go out there and struggle by themselves. We try and mediate between the two. If there's an issue, we try and talk to them about, you know, payment and that sort of thing. But in the perfect world for us, we would love a student to come in, work for somebody outside of the program, and be able to pay their tuition that way, meaning it would be a zero-sum game for them, meaning they would come in and really, you know, do wonderful things in the program, pay for their program, and leave without any debt at all.
Scott Fuqua is co-founder, along with Alex Fine and Greg Houston, of the three-year-old Baltimore Academy of Illustration. We'll continue our conversation after a short break on the record, and we'll meet a student from BAI to hear about his circuitous route from electrician to artist. I'm Sheila Cast. Stay with us.
This is the On the Record podcast, a service of Your Public Radio, member-supported 88.1 WYPR. You can support this podcast and everything you hear from WYPR. Become a member. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link.
Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. I'm talking with Scott Fuqua, actually Jonathan Scott Fuqua is his full name, co-founder and instructor at Baltimore Academy of Illustration. And joining us now is Jim Zimmerman, who works full-time as an electrician but is also a published illustrator. He's working on tipping the balance of those two professions toward his art. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, electrician, how did you end up at the Baltimore Academy of Illustration?
Years ago, I had taken a bunch of art courses and I was in a commercial art school over 20 years ago, but I fell into the trade, which was a family trade, as an electrician, and I had slowly gotten back into illustration, but it was hard to be self-motivated with it. I saw in the Baltimore Sun an article about the school, and I thought, wow, I wish I would have seen that 20 years ago.
And, it didn't exist 20 years ago.
Right.
So you decided to sign up.
So I signed up for a class. I thought about, with my techniques, with my skills, what could I improve? And I looked over the class lists, and I wanted to be a better painter. So I started out at an evening class for painting for illustration, and Scott taught me in that class a lot about painting and what it had to do with illustration and how to apply different techniques toward illustration.
But those of us who aren't artists, let alone illustrators, are thinking how is painting for illustration different than just painting?
Well, painting for illustration is different in that what you're trying to do is you're not trying to self-express. You're not trying to express some kind of deep inner thought. What you're trying to do is you're trying to get across an idea. That idea might be a book illustration. It might be conceptual. It might be about politics. But basically, it's communication. And I also think with illustration for painters, what you're trying to do is paint dynamically. You're trying to paint well and dynamically so that you draw people in. It's an advertisement for whatever you're trying to kind of say.
So is what you just said really the difference between being an artist and being an illustrator?
I think it is.
How does it strike you, Jim?
The other thing is you approach your painting and your concepts and your compositions so that you're telling a story. And a lot of illustration is storytelling.
For you, it's storytelling.
Storytelling, or like you said, you're putting an idea out there. My specific interest was illustrating books or illustrating fiction or illustrating my own fiction. So he's really a good mentor for that. He's got a long history of that. And
you don't have to say nice things about him just because he's sitting here.
But this was my instructor, and I'd consider him my mentor, and I feel like I've taken leaps and bounds since taking some of these courses with him.
What has been the hardest part for you of learning to be an illustrator?
For my personal habits as an illustrator, because I wasn't doing it for a living, I'll take many, many hours on an illustration. For me, the hard part was learning to use faster techniques, but maintain the same kind of detail for each piece, painting versus pen and ink drawing versus black and white washes. It's different techniques, but what he's taught me is how to do it faster and still get the product out. I've done a lot of work since I've been there.
So that's part of getting ready for the real world, is to limit how much time you put into each drawing?
Yeah, the worst thing in the world is for a young person to kind of come in and spend 60, 70 hours working on a piece. And in fact, when we were in college, we used to brag about that. Gosh, I spent 80 hours on this piece. And you never realize that that's the exact wrong thing to do. Because what you want to do is you want to get it done as fast as possible so that you can, I mean, this is crass, but so that you can get paid, so that you can do it well, beautifully, have it do the job that you want it to do, and get paid for it.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast, speaking with one of the founders of Baltimore's Academy of Illustration and an instructor there, Jonathan Scott Fuqua, and one of his students, Jim Zimmerman. So, Jim, you're a published illustrator. What projects have you done that were published?
I've done 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea by Jules Verne. Before I started with the school, I had a deal with an old friend publisher who's doing a lot of public domain owned books, putting his own versions out, and he was interested in illustrators. When I started into the school, after the first painting class, I got a contract for The Mysterious Island, another Jules Verne book that's recently been published. It's available on Amazon.com if you search their engine for Zimmerman and Verne. And right now I'm working on a book that I'm looking for a publisher for. And after talking and going over things with Scott, he suggested I do some autobiographical stories. And the idea for the book is to be three short stories about little adventures from my childhood. Sort of like the Wonder Years, except I was a juvenile delinquent and in a lot more trouble than that Kevin Arnold ever was in. So to me, getting published and getting stuff out there, it's a dream come true from when I was a kid.
Scott, as I understand, you had 250 students as the Academy of Illustration
starts its
third year. Are most of them like Jim, where they have their own stories that they want to tell and illustrate, or are most of them looking to be journeymen illustrators of other people's ideas?
So I would say, you know, really about a quarter of the people who come in want to write stories and illustrate stories. And what I try and do every time somebody does that is tap into the spirit of their deepest kind of hopes and dreams in regards to what they're trying to put out there. I want them to create something that's amazing, and I want them to feel really good about it. And one of the coolest things is for me to see somebody like Jim come in. And they might be a 17-year-old, they might be a 70-year-old, but just to see their possibilities and their craftsmanship, technique, and storytelling get better is an amazing thing to witness. And we also have a lot of students who come in and want to do editorials. They want to speak to our current president or our international relations. They want to speak to propaganda and this concept of propaganda. So we teach all sorts of things. They want to study Adobe Photoshop and just learn the basic tools and kind of means to actually function within that world. So we do deal with students who want to do all sorts of things.
What do you wish you had known before you and your partner set out to start Baltimore Academy of Illustration?
How hard it would be. It is ever engrossing, meaning it takes a lot of concentration on a daily basis to run a school. You really do have to kind of go in and carry people. What I mean by that is you have to get them excited about what they're doing, maintain their excitement level, and really force them to grow. And all of these things are very different. When we taught at MICA, the students came in and they were self-motivated. They had the time, and that's what they were dedicated to for 4 years. In this circumstances, we get a lot of young people who come in, say 17, 18-year-olds, and they have to work, and they live at home, and they come from sometimes stressful situations, and they have to find the time to do it. And you have to say that the art is where they're going to find their escape. The art is their dream, so that they can lose themselves in that and find a way to kind of get by in this world and also hopefully find a career. So I think the carrying people is the biggest surprise for me, in the sense that you really want people to make it, to find themselves in this process.
What does the future look like for the Baltimore Academy of Illustration?
Well, the future looks great. I'm very surprised. I when we started this 2 years ago, we really didn't know what we were doing. We thought that we could entice people who didn't have the money to go to places like MICA and possibly survive. And what we've done is a lot more than that. We've become a culture for a lot of people, and that's a wonderful thing. So we have a lot of those students who come back over and over and over again. So if we can continue to grow, then we can continue to supply the Baltimore market with very inexpensive schooling for people who desire to be illustrators, one day graphic artists, possibly filmmakers, that sort of thing. We'd love to expand the school so that we begin to encompass all of the professional arts and do it in a way that the people, you know, we can make this affordable for folks.
Keep in touch with us. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jonathan Scott Fuqua is co-founder and instructor at Baltimore Academy of Illustration. He's also the author of 4 award-winning young adult novels and a graphic novel titled In the Shadow of Edgar Allan Poe. Jim Zimmerman is a BAI student, a published illustrator, and an electrician. Classes resume next week at BAI, which is in the Belvedere neighborhood. At the On the Record page at WIPR.org, we have more information about courses at Baltimore Academy of Illustration. We're On the Record. I'm Sheila Cass. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.